The following is another Classic Hit sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
24-22, and the serve by Baker. Just got over, picked up by Bolin. Set Wiseman, back to Bolin. She'll lob it over the double team. Opportunity here, Baker sets to the outside. Jordan's swing is dug out by Fowler. Set by Wiseman to the outside. Bolin, it's too wide, it's out of bounds. And Gibbon has picked up the win in three sets.
Today is live coverage of the Gibbon Tri featuring two state-rated teams in Minden and Kearney Catholic. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And Connor serve. This will be played to Brand. Here is the set by Craddock to the outside. Sorehand blocked, and the Stars win the opening game. Baum and Anderson were there.
All three squads have started their season undefeated and look to keep that momentum going tonight. It's the Gibbon Triangler coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Gibbon High School with sports director Doug Duda right after this message from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Gibbon High School for more high school volleyball action as Central Nebraska's sports leader, Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com, get ready to bring you tonight's triangular between two state-rated teams and three undefeated teams as Gibbon welcomes in Minden and Kearney Catholic. And Minden and Gibbon will be up first here tonight as we bring you the New Tech Seed pregame show. Gibbon looking pretty impressive, coming off to a 2-0 start on opening night. We saw them Thursday defeat Adams Central and Ravenna. Tonight, obviously, the competition will be much stiffer. Gibbon is 2-0. Grand Island Central, Minden defeated Grand Island Central Catholic to win their own tournament, and they defeated Lexington, so they're 4-0. And for Kearney Catholic, they opened the season beating Loup City and then were in the Beatrice tournament for the first time ever this weekend, which included some of the top teams in classes A and B, and Kearney Catholic won the whole thing, all six matches, and they are 7-0. They defeated Class B number 1 Waverly, Class A number 3 Lincoln Pius the 10th, the 7th-ranked team in Iowa Class A out of Council Bluffs, and many others, along with Ogallala, who's state-rated in C1. So the Stars look for real. We'll see if anybody can give them a scare tonight. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, for the visiting Minden Whippets, the first server is number 4, 5'5", sophomore center Allie Rouse. Number 13, 5'9", junior outside hitter is Carly Bauer. Number 14, 5'9", senior middle hitter is Sarah Ryan. Number 17, 5'10", senior right side hitter Olivia Steen. Number 15, a 5'8", senior outside hitter Elena Boudreau. And number 2, a 5'4", junior libero, Shea Taylor. Also playing libero is number 8, 5'1", junior, Anisha Keene. Head coach of the Minden Whippets is Ed Rouse, assisted by Julie Radke and Chris Ostergier, 4-0, ranked as high as 3rd in Class C1. For the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes, number 7 is a 5'10", junior, Olivia Hyde. Number 4 is a 5'4", senior, Brianna Gilming. Number 10 is a 5'8", junior, Harley Brown. Number 2, a 5'8", junior, Jordan Rivera. Number 8, a 5'2", senior, Kate Baker. And number 5, a 5'6", sophomore, Jade Hessler. The libero is number 16, a 5'2", senior, Melissa Baker. The head coach in her first season at Gibbon is Angie Clevenger, assisted by Connie Kenton, 2-0 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll be back with more after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor, designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And welcome back to Gibbon. I want to say thanks to Athletic Director Jeff Montgomery and the crew here at Gibbon for their hospitality as you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It's Gibbon and Minden, the opening serve, coming up next.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Our match is underway, and on the first point, Gibbon is in the net, so Minden will serve it away here with Allie Rouse. It's 1-0 Minden. Gibbon, a little off the mark with their attack here, but getting it across will be Jordan Rivera, and then Minden makes the mistake and hits it in the net. So each team with an error to get this match going, and it is 1-1 as Gibbon will sub in, and going back to serve it away will be Brianna Gilming. Again, JV action going on in the other gymnasium, but plenty of girls suited up on both sides here. The serve is across, and here comes Minden with a left-handed attack, driven across there by Olivia Steen, picked up by Gibbon. They'll take it to the middle and be blocked up front. Outstanding block by Sarah Ryan, the 5'9 senior, steps up and gets the ace block for the Whippets. And back to serve it away will be Carly Bauer. Gibbon watching them on Thursday over at Ravenna. There's just a scrappy team. They find a way to keep that ball up. They made Ravenna and Adams Central just make mistakes, and that's how they won the match. Here it's going to be a lot tougher to just make mistakes. They're going to have to get some kills in the match. But a good rally going on here. Gibbon goes into the middle. The attack is blocked once again. But a nice dig out there by Baker, the libero, and it's set across by Harley Brown. Here comes Minden to the outside. Steen with the left hand, and in the net, going to be called on Gibbon. Gibbon knowing they have to get up there and try and get a block on since they are outmanned height-wise. But unfortunately, they've been called in the net twice, and it is 3-1 Minden. And Bauer to serve it away. Carly's serve, picked up back middle by Baker. Outside attack is going to be lofted over just a little bit deep by Nisha Altman. And out of bounds it'll go, 4-1 Minden. A lot of power on this Minden ball club, and that'll become apparent as the night moves along. Bauer hits the net, and it just flicks over, but right there to pick it up is Altman, and they're able to tip it across, keep the ball alive here. Minden on the outside. This time they're going to go with the attack of Boudreaux. Again, dug out by Gibbon, showing good early defense here. Rouse sets outside. Again, Boudreaux. That time it's down. And Elena Boudreaux with the first kill for the Whippets. To go along with the base block, it's 5-1, and Coach Clevenger going to call an early timeout here to make some adjustments. So your score is Minden 5 and Gibbon 1. Opening set of our triangular, and we'll be right back.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs, free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Gibbon High School. This is not the only action going on tonight. A few other triangulars on this first Tuesday of the volleyball season, including over at Superior, where Kennesaw and Donovan Trumbull. Sumner Eddieville Miller is hosting Overton and Axtell this evening. Also, a Giltner has Exeter Milligan and Osceola coming in, and duels Grand Islands at Lincoln Southeast and Adams Central crosses town to play Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Also this evening, Amherst is in action as they take on Bertrand. Ansley Litchfield and Pleasanton are up at Anselmo Myrna. And in another duel, Alma is at Wilcox Hildreth. Here it is 5-1 in favor of Minden in the opening set here, leading Gibbon. Kearney Catholic will be in for the next two matches, and we'll bring them all to you here on Classic Hits 98.9. More volleyball action coming your way on Thursday, high school football on Friday, and, of course, then into the weekend with more college football. So we've got you covered on our network of stations and always online, PlatteRiverPreps.com, PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can hear the games online. You can pick up the podcasts free of charge. Normally the night that we are done, sometimes the next morning, but we get them right up for you at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Now we're ready to go in Carly Bauer, who served three in a row, makes another nice, aggressive serve. It's overpassed and a free tip down for Minden and Sarah Ryan. Ryan with an ace block and now with an ace kill. Five in a row for the Whippets, and they take a 6-1 lead. And Bauer to serve it away again. Looking for five in a row, and this one's going to be an ace. Carly Bauer with the ace serve. And that'll make it 7-1 Whippets. Stays right through in the middle. Little jump serve with some aggressiveness on it. Melissa Baker with the dig. Set pretty close to the net. It's cut across but wide. They're looking for a tip off Harley Brown, but they say no. And out of bounds it'll go. 8-1. So Bauer with a good run going here at the service line. Minden so far this season, as we told you, they thump Lexington on opening night. And then at their own tournament, defeated conference foes Valentine and Ainsworth before beating Central Catholic in the finals. Another strong serve, given free ball across. Here's a short set. Rouse gets it in the middle, and it's terminated by Sarah Ryan. So Minden looks pretty darn good right here, and it is 9-1 in favor of the Whippets. Gibbons keeping the ball up, but there's just not enough power. They're trying so hard just to get the ball back over that they're not getting many swings. There's an overpass on that serve. Quick move by the Whippets to the outside. Boudreau drives it into the corner and gets the kill. Second kill for Boudreau, and Minden's got a nice run going here. They're up 10-1. And summing in now for Gibbon will be Cheyenne Jordan, 5'8 junior, just to give a little different look. So eight in a row here for Bauer. She's looking for more. Another strong serve. Baker keeps it in play. Run down from Baker into the hands of Rivera and slapped across. Minden has to chase this one. Boudreau from off the 10-foot line. Puts it across to Baker with the dig. From behind the 10-foot line, good swing that time by Harley Brown. Minden has to go to the outside, and the lefty will drive it home. Olivia Steen with her first kill, 11-1. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com, KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you here from Gibbon on this opening Tuesday night of the season, and Bauer finally puts one into the net. And that will end the 10-point run for Minden. 11-2 Minden, and Gibbon will get a chance to go again. And it's Harley Brown back to serve it away right from the middle of that service area. Takes some time, spins it, and now fires her first serve. Top spins it across the net to Steen. Pass to Rouse, back outside Boudreau. It's just off the back line, out of bounds, and a point for Gibbon. First service point of this match, and Harley Brown will try and get something going here for the Buffaloes, get them some momentum back on their side. Brown serve. Just crosses the net again to Boudreau. Set it back outside to her. That time from off the net, she'll drive it across to Brown with a dig. Baker passes it out to Rivera. She'll try to set far corner. Rouse retreats to make the play. Here's Boudreau's standing spike. Not a lot on it. Now Gibbon actually has an opportunity. Set to the outside. Swatted over by Altman. Chance here for Minden. Back set to the outside and terminated by Olivia Steen. Gibbon was in the net anyway, but we'll give credit for the kill to Steen. And coming into the ball game, double substitution. Sydney Stadler, the 5'10 senior, goes to the front row and back to serve it away. Another senior in Nicole Stewart. 12-3 in favor of Minden. First set, best of three. Floats it down the right side to Brown. Good pass up front. Here's the attack by Jordan. Dug out in the back middle by Carly Bauer. Set outside. Boudreau gets a little running roll at it. It hits the floor. Elena Boudreau just dropped it in front of the back row dig of Brianna Gilming. And timeout will be called here by Gibbon. That'll be their final timeout. 13-3 Minden in the opening set, and we'll be right back on Classic Hits.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And welcome back to the Buffalo Triangular after the given timeout. Ball in play. Minden with the serve, and it's returned over. Boudreaux with the attack, and she'll get her fourth kill. It's been very clean volleyball here through the first 17 points. Unfortunately for the home team, they've only got three of those. And back to serve it away, Nicole Stewart looking for three in a row. But it's not like we've seen a lot of errors. Each team had an error to start the match, and now Minden is earning the points on their attacks. And here's a point that's earned by the given Buffaloes, and Cheyenne Jordan will get their first kill. Jordan with the outside. And now Gibbon will check in number one. Michaela Walker checks into the ball game. And the serve goes into the net, so it comes right back over to Minden. Michaela didn't suit up for varsity action on Thursday night. The sophomore will check right back out, so trying to get her a serve in there, but that one did not go. And Olivia Steen will fire over the left-handed serve. Here is the set in the middle attack by Jordan. Minden picks it up on the outside to Boudreaux, rolls it over the double block, and down and good. Boudreaux has been in that front row for a long time now, and she will finally rotate back, and the serve coming up here for Steen again. Steen's serve is picked up in the middle. Jordan will tap the ball across. The dig is made by the libero in Keene. Outside attack, driven over Boudreaux, picked up into the net by Hyde. They can't quite get it out of there cleanly. And another one for Boudreaux, and it is 17-4. Minden going about their business here. Steen with the serve. Floats it right on the wing there to Gilbing. It's close to the net, and they're not going to be able to get it back over. So, point for Minden. Gibbons already used their timeouts. I think this is what Gibbons going to get used to seeing most of the year, either competitive matches, or there are some teams like they're going to see tonight that are just deeper than they are. And back into the ball game, Kate Baker. And another serve for Steen, looking for four in a row. Baker with the set, tapped across there by Jordan, and she'll find the score for her second kill. So Cheyenne continues to battle out there, and Minden's going to sub in. Jenna Denny, 5'5 defensive specialist here for the Whippets, will enter the ball game. And the serve is across. Minden sets to the outside, swatted over there by Sydney Stadler, digging the back row by Baker. Gibbon goes middle. Jordan taps it over a little wide, but Denny makes the nice dig. And it'll be passed back across here by the Whippets. Just got over the net. Baker with the dig. Outside attack. Hyde drives it over. The dig made by Bauer. Good rally going here, but Boudreaux tries to finish it. An ace block by Gibbon will be wiped out by a net violation. Good block up there by Jordan, but grazed the net and give the point back over to Minden. Back to serve it away will be Nicole Stewart. No, excuse me, Boudreaux, Elena Boudreaux back to serve it away. Little jump serve, a lot of topspin ace. Boudreaux with the second ace of this set for Minden as they're cruising along right now, 20-5. Gibbon has used their timeouts. And Boudreaux to serve it away again. And the jump serve caught the net. Service error back over to Gibbon. And to serve it away will be Cheyenne Jordan. Here in set number one. First match of the night. And the serve across, handled there by the Whippets. Staying out of the net is Rouse, and then she falls into the net, trying to turn out of there as the pass went too close. And Rouse couldn't quite do the limbo good enough, and a point there for Gibbon. And And so Jordan will shove it away again. Stays in the back row. Rouse runs it down. Gets it outside to Bauer from the 10-foot line. She'll drive it across, and the dig is made by Hyde. Back to Olivia. Her attack dug out back middle by Boudreaux. Rouse goes to Bauer. Bauer finds the corner for the kill. That's her first. She spent most of that long run in the back row. It is 21-7 now. Minden on top. Back into the front row will be Sarah Ryan. And back to serve it away will be Sydney Stadler. Minden trying to finish off this first game. Serve down the pipe to Kate Baker. Set outside. Big swing down and good by Harley Brown. Minden didn't get the block up that time. And Brown made him pay for it. And the pair of twos back in for Minden, Shea Taylor. For Gibbon, Jordan Rivera. And Melissa Baker will go back and serve it away. Serve across and handled by Boudreaux. Set to the outside. Bauer got a good look. Elevates and hammers it down. Carly Bauer right over the top of that double block. And again, you look at Gibbon. You've got Olivia Hyde at 5'10 when she's in there. A couple of 5'8s in Rivera and Brown. But overall, the height advantage goes to Minden. 22-8. We start our second rotation. Allie Rouse just wide. And the error gives it back over to Gibbon, making your score 22-9. And back to serve it will be Brianna Gilman. Try and get Gibbon into double digits. Set right side, close to the net. It's just tipped across there by Bauer. Gibbon's got a free attack, but they send it long and out of bounds. Point for the Whippets. 23-9. Minden 2 points away from the opening set. Carly Bauer to serve it. One thing about these three teams, they're all in the same sub-district. Gibbon, Minden, Kearney Catholic, along with St. Paul. And their sub-district at the end of the year will be down the road in Wood River. As the service error gives it right back over to Gibbon. That's one thing Minden's going to want to clean up. They are being aggressive, but they do have 4 service errors here in the opening set. Harley Brown now to serve it away for Gibbon. 23-10, Minden opening set. Serve floats into the back corner, handled there by Boudreaux. Set is off the mark, and it's finally just pushed across by Bauer with some miscommunication there. Rivera taps it into the block, and Minden is going to get the point. Gibbon was able to dig it out, but it rolled over out of bounds. Let's give credit for Sarah Ryan on the block, and it is now game point for Minden. And into serve it away will be Nicole Stewart. Picked up a couple of points the last time she was back there. Denny is back out on the double switch. 24-10 Minden, game point, as Nicole Stewart serves. Just crosses the net. Baker, Melissa has it. Gets it to Kate on the outside. Jordan on the attack, down and good. Cheyenne Jordan with her third kill. And Gibbon will get to serve now until the first set comes to an end, 24-11. And back in to serve it away will be Michaela Walker. Walker comes to the middle service area. Missed her first serve earlier. This one into the net as well, and that's going to be the end of set number one. So Minden looked good and hit well. Very high hitting efficiency in game one. 25-11, Minden takes game one from Gibbon. We'll come back and look at the numbers after this on Classic Hits.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Doug Duda back with you here at the end of the first set. Gibbon triangular. Minden takes the opening set for the Buffaloes. And let's take a look at the numbers for Gibbon. Harley Brown had a service point and a kill. Cheyenne Jordan a service point and 3 kills. And that was the numbers. 4 kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves. If we kept digs, though, they did pretty good in that statistic as they kept a lot of points alive. For Minden, Carly Bauer, 9 service points, 1 ace. She had 2 kills. Sarah Ryan, 2 ace blocks, 2 kills. Elena Boudreaux, an ace serve and 6 kills. Nicole Stewart, 2 service points. Olivia Steen, 3 service points, 2 kills. Minden had 12 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves as they take game 1, 25-11 from Gibbon. Kearney Catholic, the third team in this triangular. They and Minden, that's the big match tonight. 1 versus 3 in C1. That will be next, and then Kearney Catholic and Gibbon will play the final match of the evening. 25-11, Minden over Gibbon in the opening set. We'll be back with set number 2 in a minute here on Classic Hits.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, back here at Gibbon. Don't forget Wolfgang's Vault coming your way between matches at a sports update as well. So Wolfgang's Vault coming your way, brought to you by Five Points Bank right after this Gibbon-Minden matchup, and then we'll return for the Minden-Kearney Catholic get-together as game 2 of our first match is about ready to get underway. Gibbon's going to go from left to right of the blue jerseys and white trim, the purple jerseys and white trim of Minden. They'll go from right to left, and Allie Rouse waits behind the service line to serve it away here. Glad to have you along with us on Thursday night. Hastings High and Kearney with their annual duel. That is among some of the area volleyball that will be going on. Kearney Catholic will play Adams Central. SCOTUS and Central Catholic, their annual get-together. And we'll talk more. Wood River has Ord and Centura coming in as well on Thursday. Right now, back to action here. Gibbon is Allie Rouse. Floats one across. Good dig out of the back row by Baker. The attack is blocked up front. And in there on the block for Minden is going to be Rachel Root, along with Olivia Steen. We'll give it to Rachel. And it is 1-0 Minden. And Rouse will serve it away. Back middle it goes. Gibbon, good pass outside. The attack spins off the net and this time will not crawl across. And Minden has a 2-0 lead. Rouse with the first couple of points here. Gibbon wants to get that ball right back here. Don't let Minden get on a run. They had a couple of long runs in the opening set. Good serve across, picked up again by Baker to the outside. The attack by Brown, and that one is deep. And it is 3-0 Minden. Off to the quick start here in game 2. Minden 4-0, Gibbon 2-0 after the opening weekend of the season. Rouse with the serve. Fires it into the middle, handled again by Baker. Kate gets it up front. The attack is going to be blocked there by Bauer, set back over to the Whippets. Rouse, back set to the outside. The lefty is into the net. Going to call double hit that time. There for the block was Olivia Hyde against Olivia Steen. And it will be given volleyball. Melissa Baker now to serve it away. Baker floats this back middle, handled there by Shea Taylor. Set right side, Bauer tries to find the corner and does. Carly Bauer with her third kill, and it's 4-1 Minden. Gibbon will rotate Cheyenne Jordan back into the front row. And back to serve it away is Carly Bauer for Minden. And her mini running jump is overpassed. It's above the net, an easy tip down for Rutt. Rachel with an ace block and an ace kill here in the early going makes it 5-1. Carly Bauer, who had 9 in a row when she went back there in the first set, gets a point here. Rivera on the outside. Her attack finds the net. The error makes it 6-1 in favor of Minden. Gibbon can't get frustrated here. They played, despite the score, solid in that first set. Kept the ball alive. Just didn't have the power that Minden has. They cannot get frustrated here. Just keep after it, and they do with the drive across by Harley Brown. Minden's able to dig it up. They'll go outside. Boudreaux puts it into the back corner. Jordan's waiting for it. Good dig. They give it to Baker in the back row. She'll drive it across. Dig made by Denny. It's rolled over there by Boudreaux, and she'll get the kill. Elena Boudreau with her game-high seventh kill. And Minden now up 7-1 with Bauer still at the service line. Carly floats that down the middle. Jordan's there. Good pass to the center. Gilming on the outside attack. It'll be driven across there by Brown. The Whippets pick it up, dump it over. There's Rudd again. 8-1. So Rachel getting a chance to play here in the second set and getting involved right off the bat. Bauer wastes no time as she gets the volleyball and fires it across again. This one's overpassed. Picked up there by Boudreau. Rouse sets to the outside. Little miscommunication. It's tipped across. Gilming has to dive just to make the dig, and it's pushed across by Kate Baker. Minden tries to go quickly to the outside, and Boudreau looks like she fell in the net, but no call, and the ball is still alive. Minden will swat it across in the back row. Bauer found an opening and got the kill, the fourth there for Carly Bauer, and a timeout will be called by Gibbon. Minden won the opening set 25-11. They're up 9-1 here in Game 2, and we're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Out of the timeout, Carly Bauer going to serve an ace here for Minden, and they go up 10-1 in game number two, trying to sweep Gibbon and hand them their first defeat of the year. Serve back middle, picked up by Cheyenne Jordan. The attack from the 10-foot line, a little off balance, and in the net it goes. It's 11-1. And Bauer has put on a serving exhibition. She had 9 in a row in the first game. She's got 7 in a row right here, and fires away again. Jordan with the pass to Gilling. Now the middle attack will be rolled over by Harley Brown. Dug out by Denny to the outside. Boudreau off the tip. The dig is made in the back row by Baker. Good up that time. And Rivera can't get it across as it stayed in the back row. Trying to put some power on it from the back row. And into the net it goes. Bauer ready to fire. Don't forget at the end of each match, the Misco Sports postgame show will run down the stats for you. Boy, bullet serve, and somehow it's kept alive there. Jordan popped it up in the air to Brown. Now the outside attack for Minden. A nice dig out by Jordan, and it's punched across by Baker. Roust is set it up for the Whippets. Again at the middle, the tip is off the mark. A little missed time jump that time for Boudreau, and Gibbon will finally get the ball back, but not until a 9-point run put on by the Whippets. Ready to serve it away is Brianna Gilming now. And the Buffaloes fired across. Short set by Rouse. Right in the middle. Her quick is deep and out of bounds. Point Buffaloes. So they'll pick up the point on serve here with Gilman. Make it 12-3. Next serve. Good strong one down the middle of Denning. She'll pass it to Rouse to the outside. Boudreau, good look at it and drives it home. Elena Boudreau, kill number 8. Side out Minden. Back into the ball game with the double switch. Sydney Stadler and Nicole Stewart. Stewart goes back to serve it away. Coming out Rutt and Denny. And the serve by Stewart. Fires it into the corner to Melissa Baker. Good pass to Gilming. Right side attack is going to be off the net. And it crawls over by Harley Brown. Picked up by the Whippets to Boudreau. She'll roll it in the middle for kill number 9. Elena Boudreau. Hard to believe this team could have this many seniors after some of the talent they've graduated, but they've got a bevy of seniors out there. Rutt, Stadler, Ryan, Boudreau, Stewart, Steen, they've all been in. And Stewart now to serve it away. Fires it across. Trouble here for Gibbon. Can they get it back? Rivera does, and a lift called on Minden. Rivera, with her back to the net, just kind of flicked it over there. Minden was not quite ready for it, so Gibbon will get the point. And Harley Brown now will serve it up. at 14-4, Minden. Game two. Minden won the first set 25-11. Rouse sets outside. There's Steen. Drives it over to good dig made by Brown. Set to the outside. And Rivera cannot clear the net. So back over to the Whippets. And returning to the lineup will be Jenna Denny. 5-5. Freshman swings in. And she's going to serve it this time. At 15-4, Minden. And a little jump serve action there, picked up by Baker in the back corner. Melissa gets it to Kate. Right side, Rivera drops it over. Denny can't quite keep it up. Good placement that time by Rivera. And Jordan with a back-to-back kills here makes it 15-5. And re-entering the game here for Gibbon. They were going to make a switch, then they weren't going to make a switch, and now since they were already up there, they have to. And so Michaela Walker will come in to serve. Walker that time clears the net, gets it over to the libero, Keane. Set middle, big swing that time by Boudreaux, passed all the way back over by the given back row defense, and has to be scrambled and passed across. It was out of bounds on the pass. The ball will go to Gibbon. It's like the first mistake Minden's made all night. And Gibbon will pick up the point, 15-6. And Walker will serve. Walker floats it across there to Boudreaux. Rouse has to hustle just to get it. Stadler sets it across. Gilming with the dig. They'll up it. And Baker, the center, all she can do is set it across. So free ball here for Minden. Rouse slide right side. And the attack is down and good by Sydney Stadler for her first kill of this match. 16-6 Minden. They took the first set 25-11. Kearney Catholic is the other team in this triangular. And they will be playing Minden in the always anticipated early season matchup coming up next. Both teams in the top five of every poll that came out in the preseason. Middle attack here by Jordan, dug out by Denny. Rouse runs it down to the back row. It's passed across by Bauer. Gibbon sets to the middle. Here's the attack off the block by Jordan. It's going to be handled there. Sadler had that block. Rouse dumps it over, saved by Baker. And Minden will have to try again. Denny sets it to the outside, and the swing is down and good by Carly Bauer. Bauer with her fifth kill. Long rally ends up in Minden's hands, 17-6. And Elena Boudreaux to serve it away. Boudreaux, jump serve, dives across. The dig is made by Gilving, set to the outside. Hyde with a nice drive across, but Denny with a dig to Rouse. From the 10-foot line, Bauer gets a good look. And it's going to be dug out by Baker. Hyde's there again, but the set was a little off the mark. And she had to reach back for it, drove it into the net. Attack error, point Minden, 18-6. And Boudreaux to serve. This time she's going to try a little more of a jump serve. It's passed right back above the net. Free ball terminated, but they're going to call Stadler for reaching over the net. And so a point for Gibbon. Just didn't wait quite long enough. And Baker to serve it across. Kate with a nice serve down low. Boudreaux picks it up, set to the outside. Bauer, she'll drive it over. Melissa Baker with the dig. Here's the set by Kate. It's off the mark and driven into the net. Point for Minden, 19-7. Going back to serve it away, at least at the moment, is going to be Sydney Stadler. And she'll stay there. Rachel Rutt comes back into the front row. So Minden 6 points away from a 5-0 start to the season. Their bugaboo. They just can't get through that first week undefeated because they always see Central Catholic in their tournament, and they always see Kearney Catholic on this night. And they had them on the ropes last year, had a game point, a match point against them, and just couldn't quite finish it. So as GICC had been Kearney Catholic's nemesis, Kearney Catholic is Minden's nemesis. Rutt with the block, and she'll be able to find the floor with it. Rachel Rutt with her second ace block, 21-7. And Stadler to serve. Fired across, and Gibbon can't do anything with it. We'll keep that as an ace to make it 22-7 in favor of Minden, 3 points away. Gibbon will get the breather. They'll have to play Kearney Catholic in the second match. As the serve is fired across and handled there by the Buffaloes. Sets off the mark. Jordan able to run after it, and she sent it wide. Was it tipped? Yes, they say it was tipped. Jordan is going to get the kill. Her first kill of this game, fourth of the match. And that'll give Gibbon a chance to get a couple of more points on the board here as Cheyenne Jordan goes back to serve it away. Four back deep on serve receive here for Coach Ed Rouse's Whippets. And Jordan, ooh, ties him up in the back row. A serve. That's the first ace of the afternoon for Gibbon. Makes it 22-9. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Then we'll bring you Wolfgang's Vault. A little live music in between our matches here tonight. Jordan serve. Just clears Boudreaux's there to Rouse. Set to the outside. Bauer from off the net. She'll hammer it down. Carly with her sixth kill unofficially, 23-9. And back to serve it away will be Rouse. Allie's played all year as a freshman last year, center on that state tournament team, conference champs. Now the back row attack. They'll get it over to the outside for Brown. Minute on the outside, over swing, and into the net it goes. Point Buffaloes. Scoreboard says 24-10, and we've got out of rotation called here on Gibbon on their serve, which you don't rarely see on the offense. And so the point goes to Minden, and that is the end of the game. So a rarity there that you see the service error out of rotation, but nonetheless, that will bring it to the end, the first match here tonight, as Minden defeats Gibbon 25-11. And 25-10. So we'll take a break. Be back with the Misco Sports postgame show after this.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
And welcome back to Gibbon. Doug Doodle with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns. It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Let's take a look at the numbers now. In set number two for Gibbon, Jordan Rivera had two kills. Brianna Gilming, a service point. Cheyenne Jordan, a serve and a kill. And Michaela Walker, one service point. And that was the offense for Gibbon. Three kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve. For Minden, I had Allie Rouse with three service points. Rachel Rutt, two ace blocks and two kills. Sydney Stadler, I had her for three service points. One of those was an ace. She also had two kills in that set. Carly Bauer had eight service points. One was an ace, four kills. Elena Boudreaux, two service points, three kills. And Nicole Stewart had one service point. 11 kills, two ace blocks, and two ace serves as Minden took the second set 25-10 to win it in straight sets. And we'll give you the cumulative numbers right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Pando.
Panko. P-A-N-K-O.
I'm not getting
Panko.
It.
Panko.
Panko. It's Japanese.
Well, it sounds exotic.
Oh, believe me, it is. It's Japanese lead the world in... Breadings.
Shrimp lovers, dive into a whole new taste at Long John Silver's. New crispy panko shrimp, hand-breaded for an irresistible crunch you'll be dipping and dunking till the last bite. Get a combo for just $4.99.
Do you even listen to yourself?
Right now at Long John Silver's.
And welcome back to the Bisco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the overall numbers of this two-set match for Gibbon. Jordan Rivera, 2 kills. Brianna Gilling, 1 service point. Cheyenne Jordan had 2 service points. One of those was an ace, and she led the team with 4 kills. Harley Brown, 1 service point, 1 kill. Michaela Walker had 1 service point. Just 7 kills for Gibbon, no ace blocks and 1 ace serve, but there's no doubt coming into tonight, you just know that Gibbon was going to be overmatched in both of these. And especially to start the match, they kept some rallies going. They kept the ball up, but they just didn't have the height or the power that Minden had. They were struggling. They were picking up the serves, and they were getting them back over. But they were doing such a good job just getting the ball back over that they didn't quickly get it turned into a lot of attacks most of the time. And that's just going to be the growing process with this Gibbon Buffalo team as they fall to 2-1. They'll play Kearney Catholic in our final match tonight. And after this triangular is over, then they come over to the Kearney Catholic invite on Saturday. And we'll tell you more about the matchups on that later on tonight. For Minden, Allie Rouse in this match had 3 service points. Rachel Rutt, 2 ace blocks and 2 kills. Sydney Stantler, 3 service points. 1 was an ace, 2 kills. Carly Bauer led the team in serving tonight. 17 points, 2 of them aces, 6 kills. Sarah Ryan had 2 ace blocks, 2 kills. Elena Boudreau, 3 service points. 1 was an ace. She had a match high, 9 kills. Nicole Stewart, 3 service points. And Olivia Steen, 3 service points and 2 kills. Minden had 23 kills, 4 ace blocks, and 4 ace serves as they improved to 5-0 with a 25-11, 25-10 victory over Gibbon. Minden and Kearney Catholic play our next match in just about 20 minutes. Then after this, Minden will be hosting Phillipsburg, Kansas on Thursday before going to Ogallala for the Southwest Conference Tournament on Saturday. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, taking care of all the local athletes. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. Headquartered in Ord, Misco Sports. Stop by and see them today. 25-11, 25-10, Minden over Gibbon. We'll take a break. Wolfgang's Vault is coming your way next. We'll also have a sports update. And then be back to Gibbon for Kearney Catholic and Minden. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.